他们老早就明白因信称义。
They understood what justification by faith.
因为他们根本就没有丢弃因信称义的真理。
Because they did not throw that truth away.
所以你看，他们一直到第十二世纪。
Until the 12th century.
所以等到最后，他们读圣经读的教皇都受不了。
When they read the Bible, the Pope couldn't stand it.
就因着他们的缘故,
and because of them,
你知道说,
you know the laity could not read the Bible.
原因就是因为这一班人的缘故,
it was because of them.
所以我们知道这一班人是从自古老的时候主就保守他们。
So from the very early days, God protected them.
所以后来改教的弟兄们, Reformation, 有一些 Reform, 有一些改革的弟兄姊妹就和他们接触。
So then they met some reformers.
他们非常的高兴。
They were very happy.
不过这一班弟兄怎么说呢?
But what did these brothers say?
他说我们一开始就这样。
They said, when we started, we already liked
it.
When we started, we already were protected. But because you left God's will, therefore you have a reformation.
但是呢,蒙主保守,
but we have been protected by the Lord's grace
until today.
So we see that this is the line of Ruth.
两个都有的,
and these two lines exist.
不过,今天我们要去寻找这班弟兄,
but we need to find these brothers and sisters.
我想这个是 所以我们相信主的工作是一定会成就,
and we believe that his work will be finished.
因为在他回来以前,
before he is to return,
他要得罪一个荣耀的教,
he wants to gain a glorious church.
在人来看恐怕是很渺茫的,
for man is very busy.
再能不能, 再人不能,
in man it's impossible.
但在神凡事都能,
but all things are possible with that.
好, 第三个问题,
and the third question,
这个问题就是说, 这个末世啊, 那个作恶的越来越恶。
So in these end days, the evil one is even more evil.
那么福音和教会在面对各种压力和张力之下,
so the gospel, when it's faced with all these obstacles and people going after it,
会越来越兴旺呢, 还是越来越衰微?
So does it become more prosperous or does it become weaker?
我想这个问题我们只能从主的话来回答。
We can only answer this with the Lord's word.
你知道说当福音刚刚开始的时候,
do you remember when the gospel first began?
很明显的就是空间来说,
very clearly as to space.
你知道特别讲的使徒行传, 有好多的人从世界各地就到耶路撒冷来过节。
And you remember in Acts, many people from all over the world would come for the feast.
他们就听见福音了,
they listened to the gospel.
那就是五旬节的故事,
the story of Pentecost.
所以他们就回到了他们原来来的,
and then they return back to where they came from.
所以如果你读使徒行传的话,
if you read Acts,
如果往西边就是罗马帝,
to the west is the Roman Empire,
往东边就是中国人所说的安息王国,
to the
Parthian Empire,
is the Parthian Empire.
那这个是中国人都知道的安息国,
and this is the Chinese people are very familiar with it.
所以你看见圣经很清楚给我们看见，我们西边有一班的人来过节，往东边有一班来过节。
So we see from the west and from the east, there are people coming to go for the feast.
所以当福音开始传扬出去的时候,
so when the gospel was preached out,
就好像第一匹白马一样,
so it's like the first horse.
那起头呢是耶路撒冷,
first Jerusalem,
慢慢到撒玛利亚,
to Samaria,
慢慢慢慢的就到了罗马帝国,
to the Roman Empire,
慢慢就到了安息帝国,
to the Parthian Empire.
但这个还是不是很大的,
but it's still not very big.
还不是全世界,
it's not the whole world.
因为一直等到主回来的时候,
until the Lord returns,
这个马要跑到尽头的,
this horse will go all the way to the end.
所以如果我们要主要主要回来,
if we know the Lord is to return,
回来以前什么样的情形,
what the condition is before he returns,
你就知道说时间走到了尽头,
when time comes to the end,
这是圣经所说的末了,
that is the end of days.
但要记得,
remember,
时间的尽头跟空间的尽头是连在一起,
the end of days and the end of space is connected.
起头的福音是耶路撒冷,
the initial gospel was in
Jerusalem, 然后撒玛利亚,
then Samaria,
然后最后呢是要到地极,
then into the uttermost ends of the world.
所以等到你到了空间的尽头的时候,
so when you have reached the end of space,
你就知道说最后我们的主很快就要回来,
you know the Lord is to return.
所以圣经里有一句话, 主有一句话,
the Lord has a word,
当天国的福音传遍天下,
when the word is spread, the word of the kingdom of God is spread throughout all the earth,
末日就来到,
then the end of day is to come.
所以有一点是很清楚的,
So very clear.
在时间的尽头以前
before the end of time,
你一定会看见空间的尽头。
You'll see the end of space.
那么空间的尽头有一卷有一章的圣经是圣经中的预言。
So end of space, there's a prophecy in the Bible.
那就是以赛亚书第四十九章。
And that is Isaiah chapter 49.
以赛亚四十九章给我们看的最后福音，最后的传道给什么样的启示。
So Isaiah 49 shows us the very end what the gospel looks like.
以赛亚四十九章有两个以色列。
In Isaiah 49, there's two Israels.
一个以色列我们知道。
One Israel we know.
还有一个以色列指着我们的主来说。
The other Israel refers to our Lord.
那他的使命是什么呢？
What is his commission?
尤其到时间快尽头的时候，他的使命是什么？
What is his mission at the very end?
所以第一告诉我们说。
First.
这个以色列人要到以色列来去聚集。
The people of Israel will go to gather in Israel.
那只是1948年。
And that was in 1948.
以色列人果然到我们主那里去聚集。
The people of Israel went back before the Lord.
但圣经告诉我们说，
But the Bible says,
这是小事。
This is a small thing.
不错，以色列很重要。
Israel is important.
但是以色列不是神永远的主。
But Israel is not God's eternal.
教会才是神永远的主。
The church is God's eternal.
为什么呢？ Wow. 因为我们主要比做比这更大的事。
Because God is going to do something greater.
什么事呢？
What?
他要把救恩送到地极。
He is going to give salvation to the ends of the earth.
主不止在耶路撒冷定为我们钉十字架。
Not only in Jerusalem was he crucified.
这两千多年来，
for these 2,000 years,
我们主也是他亲自把福音送到地极。
Our Lord himself is sending the gospel out to the remotest areas of the earth.
所以弟兄们明白吗？你讲到以色列回到主的面前。
When you say the people of Israel are to return to Israel,
因为以色列一定被抛到地极。
Because they have been scattered to the remotest
place.
But now the Lord is gathering them from the remotest place.
1949年开始,
In 1949, 106 countries, the people of Israel came from back to Israel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你本来不知道地极有多远。
You never thought how the end of the earth was
so far. 你看见以色列人漂流多远。
You didn't know how far they were scattered.
你就知道了救恩要送到哪里去。
But now you know where salvation is to be sent.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？一面讲到以色列到以色列那去聚集。
On one hand, gathering in Israel.
另一面，他要把救恩送到地极。
On the other hand, he is sending the gospel to the ends of the earth.
所以要我们来到救恩的泉源。
So we can come to the source of salvation.
所以很多这些我们这些蒙恩远方的人，我们就蒙恩就得救了。
And many of us from the Far East have been saved.
然后当我们读到那段圣经的时候，
So when we read that,
那么你还记得那里有一段很重要的预言？
There is a very important prophecy.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他是这样说的，他说：“看哪，这些人从远方来。”
Church.Says, Behold, these shall come from afar.
这些人从北方来。
These come from the north.
从西方来。
From the west.
这些人从秦国来。
And these from the land of Sinis.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
这就是主要回来以前。
This before the Lord is returned.
根据以赛亚的预言。
According to Isaiah's prophecy.
空间怎么样到了尽头？
How space will end.
所以这里的北方不是北方，是远方的北方。
This north means the furthest north.
指的苏联，指的美国说的。
Speaks of the Soviet, the Russia.
这里的西方不是指说这个欧洲说的，是指的远西来说的。
The west doesn't mean Europe, it means the far west.
那么讲到东远东的时候，
And when it speaks of the far east,
特别讲到秦国来。
It speaks of the land of China.
那为什么秦能够代表中国呢？
How, why does this represent China?
我们知道中国的第一个大帝国是秦朝，就是秦始皇建。
And we know that the first empire in China was Emperor Qin.
但整个中国的帝国到了清朝就结束了。
So after the Qin dynasty, everything was done.
从秦朝到清朝。
So from Qin to Qin.
这就代表中国。
This represents China.
而且清朝的人认为说他们是秦朝的后代。
And those from the Qin dynasty felt that they were their descendants.
你看神的话准确不准确？
Is God's word accurate?
这些人从秦国来。
All these came from the land of Qin.
那这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
因为我们的主的使命两重的。
It is a twofold mission.
第一，以色列到他那去聚集。
First, Israel is to be gathered in
Israel. 第二，来到他救恩的泉源。
And then to come to the source of salvation.
所以这里预言有双重预言。
So here we have a double prophecy.
看到这些人从北方来。
See, they come from the north.
从西方来。
From the west.
从秦国来。
From the land of
Judah. 为什么？他们来到以色列那里去聚集。
They gathered together in Israel.
他们本来是在中国。
They used to be in
China. 他们在开封，是开封的犹太人。
They used to be the Jews in Kaifeng.
所以后来呢，他们就到1948年就到他那里去聚集。
And they went to Israel in 1948.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些预言果然应验。
And these prophecies were fulfilled.
1948年以后
，After 1948,
这个以色列当局特别派人到上海去。
Those from Israel sent people to Shanghai.
所以就发给他们回到以色列的证明。
And then allow them to give them documents to go back to Israel.
最少5000人从中国回去。
So at least 5,000 went back from China to Israel.
所以这话是非常非常准确。
So these words are very accurate.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
到了主要回来以前。
Before the Lord's return.
请大家记得。
Let us remember.
因为他是要把救恩送到地。
Because he is the one to send the gospel to the ends of the world.
所以没有想到，看到这些人从北方来。
See that these came from the north.
所以1989年，你看，就是柏林围墙就倒塌了。
In 1989, the Berlin Wall fell.
所以这些人从苏联来。
These came from the Russia.
他们从远方来。
They came from far.
为什么？
North.
来到救恩的泉源。
They came to the source of salvation.
但是最叫人惊讶的。
But the most amazing thing.
中国人拜了多少千年的偶像。
Chinese people have worshipped idols for many years.
现在有一句话说。
But one word.
这些人。从中国来
from the land of sinners.
诸天啊应当欢呼
shout for joy O heaven
大地啊应当快乐
and rejoice O earth
众山啊应当发声歌唱
break forth into joyful shouting
因为耶和华已经安慰他的百姓
for the Lord has comforted his people
妇人焉能忘记他吃奶的婴孩饥荒忘记的我却不忘记
Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb?
所以
Even these may forget, but I will never forget you.
这些故事就发生在我们
These stories happened before our eyes.
我们这次能够聚在一起
The reason we can gather together
就是这些预言的证明
And that is the proof of these prophecies.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
教会是有前途
The church has
a future. 是有前途。
The gospel has a future.
虽然世界逼迫我们。
Even though the world persecutes us.
他们把枝子统统砍掉了。
Even though they cut down all the limbs.
但要记得。
But remember.
这棵树的根是在天上。
The root of the tree is in heaven.
所以寻道者的种子乃是寻道的血乃是教会的。
So the blood of the martyrs are the seed of the church.
如果大家今天有机会到意大利去
，If you are able to go to Italy today，
靠近 Naples， 拿破仑斯附近
，Near Naples，
你知道尼禄从前有个夏宫，夏天的皇宫
，You know that Nero had a summer palace there。
现在尼禄也不见了。
Nero's gone.
尼禄皇宫几乎看不到了。
You can't see that palace.
但到今天你还能看到一个无花果树。
But there you can see a fig tree.
那个无花果树根是在上面，枝子在上面。
And the thing about this fig tree is the root is on the top and the limbs are at the bottom.
神不是幽默的神。
Isn't God a humorous
God? 罗马帝国想摧残教会。
The Roman Empire wants to destroy the church.
三百年。
300 years.
弟兄姊妹，结果神的教会征服了罗马。
And yet the church conquered the Roman Empire.
所以让我们记得住。
Let us remember.
虽然从外面环境来说。
Even though outwardly.
有很多的压力，很多的张力。
There's many pressures.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
根据主自己的话
According to his own word,
在他回来以前
Before he returns,
你看这些人从北方来
Those who come from the north,
这些人从秦国来
Those who come from the land of
Judah. 所以但愿我们从主的话里面得到安慰
May we be comforted with his word.